Exclusive, Dinesh D'Souza, latest film contains smoking gun on how ballot harvesting manipulated the 2020 election. By Hannah Blow on April 30, 2022. Author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza talked about his upcoming film 2000 Mules, showing how the 2020 election was manipulated, in part, though the mass use of mail ballots and ballot harvesting, calling the discoveries a smoking gun during a Friday appearance on Breitbart News Daily. The upcoming film details how paid operatives, or mules, trafficked ballots, typically in the middle of the night, to mail in drop boxes. D'Souza said they counted a minimum of 2,000 but said there are far more than that. But 2,000 mules operating in the 2 weeks before the election in the five key states that gave the election to Joe Biden. He noted that Through the Vote, an election integrity group, obtained the data, and explained how. They bought geo-tracking data in the five key states. We're talking here about Arizona, we're talking about Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, he said, noting they only bought the data in the urban cities. And so this is a coordinated illegal operation. Now for me as a movie maker, what made this so thrilling is that you don't just have the geo-tracking data, but you have, at least in some states, video surveillance. He explained, adding that there is no good explanation for the actions revealed in the movie. I think this is really why this movie poses such a problem, because we're not just talking about anomalies. He said, adding that in the film you can see the ballot trafficking with your naked eyes again and again and again, he said, noting they trace the money trail. Remember, these mules aren't coming up with their own ballots. They're picking up their ballots at left-wing organizations that we call vote stash houses. That's where they get the ballots and then they go dump them in the mail in drop boxes, D'Souza said. These are all connected, he said. They're going, by and large, to a group, they're going to NGOs, or non-profit organizations. These are deeply nested in these inner cities. These are the people that are sort of cultivating the ballots. They're the ones that hire the mules, he said, adding that Through the Vote has a list of the organizations, and also the cell phone IDs of the 2,000 mules. The idea is that the illegal ballots are curated at these left-wing organizations and then delivered by the mules in a coordinated operation, he said. D'Souza added that this revelation, in his opinion, is a smoking gun. True the Vote has filed an official complaint with the state of Georgia and the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, has opened up an investigation and said publicly it's specifically in response to the geo-tracking data and reports filed by True the Vote. Now this is a very tricky situation because of course Raffensperger is the exact same guy who was on TV right after the election, saying, "This is a very secure election," he continued. D'Souza clarified that ballot harvesting is legal, to some extent, in some states. However, that does not change the revelations found in the movie. Now the most liberal laws are in places like California and Hawaii where you can literally give anyone your ballot and say, "Hey, you go drop it off for me." In Georgia, by contrast, you can only give your ballot to a family member, or if you're sick or confined, to a caregiver, that's it, he said. But here's the point, in no state is it legal to pay a mule or anyone else to deliver a ballot. Once money changes hands, once money appears in the process, the ballot is contaminated, he continued. And so even if it were, these aren't legal ballots. But let's say they were, that, there was a legal ballot. Once you pay a mule, by and large, that ballot is rendered invalid, he said, making it clear that everything we're covering in this movie is illegal. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Dinesh D'Souza, April 29, 2022. D'Souza added further context, noting that from the 2,000 mules alone, there were close to 500,000 votes. It's really a criminal network operating on behalf of the Democratic Party, he added. The film's virtual premiere is May 7.